Hello?
Yo.
I'm here.
You hear me?
Hello?
You hear me?
Hello?
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you the whole time.
Oh, this nigga. Come on, man. You got me bugging out, shaking wires and shit, unplugging mics and shit.
No cookies today?
Nah, bro, I just finished hooping.
Aw, man, I forgot.
Every Monday, man, you be slacking.
Y'all don't want this triple-double, no way.
My body don't recover like it used to, though.
Why? You just be standing around.
Yeah, all right. Nigga, I bow.
Welcome,
you probably gonna put all this shit in there, ain't you?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Time Out Show. I'm back, eating this dry pancake, but it's on. Hold on, let me start over.
You better put that in there, dude.
Yo, welcome to the Time Out Show. We are back. Damn, I got food in my mouth. Welcome to the Time Out Show. We are back for another episode. It's going down. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, and it's your boy, Marv, the 2015 Cy Young Award winner. Because I'll be curving all y'all chicks, you heard? My curve game's strong.
SMH.
Yeah, man, we out here, man. Just, you know what I'm saying, finish balling. After a day's work. Play some ball, and then now we here. You know what I'm saying?
Got the email up. timeout@timeoutshow.net.
Yes, sir. So if you got any questions, you want to talk about anything, you got any suggestions, you got anything, man, hit us up.
Yeah. Don't be shy either. Don't be shy.
All right, man. Let's get into it. First things first today, man. I just want to give a rest in peace to Coke Boys on Riot Squad on Far Rockaway Queens on Chinks Drugs. AKA he had changed his name to Chinks for commercial reasons. Yeah, man, it's crazy, bro. I didn't believe it when I woke up Sunday morning. On my way to work, woke up, got in the car, and I seen like there was only like a couple people that was tweeting it. And like, you know, Sunday morning everybody be sleeping because everybody out getting twisted the night before. So I seen a couple people like, oh, Chinks, whatever, whatever. And nobody really knew yet. And a couple people were questioning it. And then they posted up an article. And then somebody posted up a picture of the Porsche Panamera. And, man, it's messed up, man. Whoever went for him, bro, wanted only one result. Because that car was lit up, man. They lit that car up.
They said they got shot 15 times.
Yep, and he got hit 5. And then the picture of the Panamera, man, you just see the like the driver window and then the back window. But like the area of the driver window, the driver's side that's hit up, like that's where you sit. It's not like they was just letting off like shots. It was targeted, like good target. You know what I'm saying?
Probably some ex-military cats.
Yo, it was crazy, man. And yo, it's just crazy. Like you get killed in your own hood. Same thing happened to Stack Bundles. It's just a messed up situation because, you know what I mean? He made it. He was, you know, he was getting there. He was still up and coming for the most part. He didn't really have any commercial success. But, you know, it's hard for you to leave because financially you're not, like, super successful. You know what I mean? And that's still where his fan base was at. So it's kind of like you're stuck in a limbo, but man, as soon as you got a couple dollars, you got to leave the streets. You got to leave the hood because there's no love. Streets don't love nobody, man. It's crazy. Like, how you get killed where you grew up and you're making it. Like, everybody from there is supposed to be rooting for you. You know what I'm saying? Supposed to be, like, helping you make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, to see somebody where you're from make it.
Yeah, but if you got beef in your neighborhood and you wilding out, I mean, that's going to make people come for you.
Yeah, but I don't think he was wilding out. You know
but
what I'm
we
saying?
Don't know
maybe
that.
He has in the past. You're
I mean,
right.
He's a coke boy. His name was Chinks Drugs.
Yeah, but that's just rap. Like, yeah, he probably people was moving weight back rap, in the but days,
this,
but
this is real life, man.
It's not. I mean, from what I hear from people who know him, like, yo, he's like the most humble guy, respectful dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? Great father, great family man. I mean, I personally don't know, but still, nobody deserves to get like murdered like that.
Because you know what I mean? Rapper, nobody. A rapper's whole persona is cocky, arrogant.
Yo, you know when I realized it's crazy, right? So I'm like, I got to work, and I don't work with too many people that grew up around the circumstances that a lot of us came from. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. And I was talking to somebody else, and I was like, yo, man, you heard what happened to Chinx? He's like, nah. So I was telling him, and then one of the females that worked with me, she overheard it. She goes, what happened? I was like, this one rapper got murdered this morning. She was like, oh, I'm not surprised. They drop like flies. And I was like, damn. But then I'm like, yo, is that the perception that people that never came from these neighborhoods or never listened to that type of music have of, I should say, us?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, if I wasn't familiar with the surroundings, I would think the same thing because that's all you see on TV.
Yeah. So then it's crazy because it's like, well, I grew up, I like from my childhood, like I lost quite a few childhood friends to murder. Some of them like straight bullets, some of them sitting in somebody else's car that had beef with somebody or whatever. And I'm just like, yo, I'm like, it's crazy. Like the people from the opposite side, like they don't have to deal with none of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like to them, all those type of issues are non-existent.
Like their biggest country stars can just freely like walk in the street with no shirt on and nothing happened.
Yeah.
Just like have a just chill like on the block. It's crazy.
Yeah. But that shit is wild, man. But still, it's still sad. Like you see somebody like living out their dream, especially just doing their thing, and then for something like that to happen, man, it's definitely a sad thing. And like Jay-Z was saying in his concert, you know what I'm saying? We'll speak a little bit on that later. But like Jay-Z was saying, man, like, we shouldn't be killing. And obviously everybody knows it, but we shouldn't be killing each other. You know what I'm saying? We pretty much the target. Like, we helping them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We should be helping each other better our situations and help each other get into positions. So, you know what I mean? You could each one teach one, bring the next one up, pay it forward. You know what I'm saying? But it's just some type of neighborhoods we grew up in, man. And then we carry that stigma, which brings me to that Allen Iverson documentary. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you watched. Did you watch it?
I didn't even know it was out yet.
Yeah, it came out the same night during the first night of the Jay-Z concert. The Jay-Z title concert, the day one. So I ended up watching the Jay-Z concert live, and then I caught up with I watched the Allen Iverson joint after. But yeah, man, it basically to sum it up, is like Allen Iverson is a dude from the hood. He came up struggling with his mom. Like, he's even talking about it, like, he went to a youth tournament, and when he was leaving to go to the tournament, there was no lights on in his crib. Because his mom chose to pay for him to go to the basketball tournament instead of paying for the electric bill.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? But it's basically like, and it shows you like, the NBA didn't want him. Or just even him in general, like, he always had that image. Like, because they wanted him to dress up in suits. They didn't like the cornrows. They didn't like the tattoos. They didn't like the flashy jewelry and all that.
Yeah.
And it just shows. And if you really think about it, like, Iverson should be, like, mentioned as one of the top NBA players all the time. You know what I'm saying? But he's not because it's I don't think the NBA ever accepted him like that.
Iverson's the one who got the dress-up rule change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he used to ball, dog. Iverson ball, dog. And they just, like, the cornrows, the tattoos. He was always labeled a gangster and everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's, like, crazy, dog. But, yeah, the documentary is a pretty dope documentary. It shows everything, like, from him being the number one football player and basketball player, winning the state championship in both sports the same year as being a star on both teams. Like, and then going, and then when he got convicted, got out of jail 4 months later, went to Georgetown. And that shit happens to a lot of people, man. But a lot of people don't have the coaches that can actually help them get to the next level, and they just get stuck in their situation.
Yep, because still to this day, I tell people, I grew up with the next Michael Jordan. I'm talking about same body build, same athletic ability, shot. This dude was damn near Michael Jordan, and he just rather smoke weed and kick it on the corner. Like, my church used to have basketball tournaments out of town.
Yeah.
I would bring this dude with me, and they'd be like, who is that? I'm like, I'm telling you, we go away with this dude. Duh. Like, people would be asking him his name and everything, like, getting his phone number, but he was just, like, brushing it off.
He just didn't care. He didn't have the proper guidance. You know? Yeah. Nobody take him and be like, yo. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, it's the coaches. Like, that's why they praise so many coaches in, like, these urban, I guess, for lack of better terms, urban communities, because the coaches are the ones that, like, a lot of times take these kids and kind of help them out and mold them and show them the right way and take them under their wing.
Yeah.
But not everybody has that privilege.
Yep. There's a documentary, a dope documentary about, it's an all-black high school, and the kids just wild. Like, some kids, they have no family members. Some kids is always in trouble. And he went in there, and he turned the team around. And it's like a real-life documentary. It is crazy, man. How they like, man, get out of here. We ain't trying to hear this. And he just stuck with him. What's
some Coach Carter, nigga?
No, this is, man, I'm going to find the name. I can't find it right now.
Yeah, let me know. I'll watch that shit.
Yo, you got to, like, you go cry. And I'll tell you the part you go cry at. And I'll even put money on it. You go cry.
You trying to bet on everything, dog. You ain't trying to bet on everything, dog. Yo, did you bet on the Wizards and Hawks game?
Wizards and yeah, I took Atlanta.
Oh, you whack for that, yo.
I took it during the game when they was up by.
When oh, yeah, they was up. And then before the Wizards came back?
No, I took it when the Wizards came back because I was like, man. Because, you know, most of the time when you fight all the way back, you can't get over the hump because you're so tired from fighting.
They had got over the hump, though. They was up by 1 point. And then, yo, Nene missed two free throws. They're up by one. Nene missed two free throws. And then they get the ball back again. And this dude, instead of handing the ball off to Bradley Beal, this dude goes for a layup and just completely missed the layup. Yeah, I've never been so furious in my life. I was going for the Wizards as a Paul Pierce fan. You know what I'm saying? Paul Pierce is my favorite player. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Ever. So I'm going for the Wizards, dog. This dude, Nene, misses free throws that can help you win the game. And then it just breaks. And then it just broke everybody's heart, dog. Paul Pierce hit that buzzer beater, and he was 0.1 seconds too late.
Dog, I can't believe. I would have gave him that because when you freeze frame it, it looks blurry. Like, yeah. You can't really tell.
Yeah, but the position of the ball, you could see it. Like, it was like that one flick away from, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, dog, that hurt, son. Cause I was watching it. I started screaming in the crib. I started going crazy, dog. I was going crazy like the Celtics was playing. But, man, that one hurt. That one hurt. But I'm still, like, Nene, dog. What's wrong with these NBA players not making free throws, dog?
Dog, I don't get it, man.
What are you doing? You got to make your free throws, dog. I can understand if you miss one of two and, like, okay, you miss free throws sometimes. Like, nobody's 100% free throw shooter. But you're in a clutch situation. You're in the fourth quarter. You came all the way down. You're back in the game. You have to make a free throw. And then you follow it by a bad decision, driving to the lane and missing the layup.
Yeah, you got to make at least one, dog.
Yeah, you got to make one. And then my thing is, like, if you mess up on one play, you have to make up for it. No matter what sport you play. If you make up, you better make up. If you mess up, you better make up for that play. You don't follow it up by doing another stupid play.
I remember I was in that position.
I felt bad for Pierce, bro.
I was in that position one time. It was no time on the clock left. I got fouled. Shooting a desperation three-pointer.
Yeah.
We were down by one. I had three shots. But the coach didn't line, since no time was on the clock, he didn't line the players up. He just left me out there
to shoot
three free throws, dog. It was so. And then all right, I looked over to my bench, and they're all on their knees, like, praying. I'm like, dog, this is too much. I shouldn't have to go through this much pressure. So I switched the first one, missed the next two, but I hit the game in a layup in overtime. So.
But that's what I'm saying. You make up for it. But this dude, yo, and I felt bad for Pierce. Because if you really think about it, right? Pierce hit that buzzer beater in game, what was it, game three?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Boom. Game four, he hit the potential game-winning shot. Then they slipped up on defense and let Horford get that ball in.
Yep.
And they ended up winning. And then game three, he hit that, but he was 0.1 seconds too late. So I'm like, dog, like, this dude didn't come here to carry the team.
I know, right? That's but crazy.
But they didn't. I mean, considering they didn't have John Wall for like three games, but still, like, that shit was crazy, man.
Yeah, he was the MVP of that team and them.
Yeah,
playoff run.
He was, and he's coming in the team on the team like a vet. You know what I'm saying? Be a veteran leader, moving. Because John Wall even said it. He was like Pierce came and changed the culture of the team. Because he was like, there were certain days they would lose, and they would try to brush it off. Like, you know, when you lose, people be like, man, don't let it bother you too much. And Pierce came in. He's like, yo, why are y'all happy? We just lost, and it was like a regular season game early in the season. He's like, what are you laughing about? You know what I'm saying? He's like, we just lost the game. And they was like, and then he like turned around the culture of the team.
See, man, that right there tells me. I be telling people, man, these dudes don't care. They got too much money. You had to bring that old school in there to be like, yo, y'all serious?
Yeah.
Like, even me to this day, dog, I don't like losing. I don't even care if it's an app.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Bro, today I lost the last game of full court. We was 1 point away from winning. And these dudes, man, started falling apart on defense. I'm the type of dude, like, bro, I don't ever do you like play your do your job and we'll be good. Like, if everybody plays their part, we'll be good. Yeah. Bro, we lost that game. I was heated, dog. I didn't want to talk to him. I was like, man, let me not be a bad sport. But I just wanted to just bounce, dog. I just wanted to get in my car and bounce.
Yeah. It's crazy. Oh.
I didn't want to dap niggas up.
I found the documentary. It's called Undefeated. And it's on Netflix. Y'all got to check that out.
I bet. I'm going to write that down right now because I'm going to check it out. Yo. But yeah, man. So these dudes couldn't make free throws, just like DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre Jordan wants a max contract. He's probably going to get it, too, because there's not too many big men in the league that are good. But he can't shoot free throws for shit.
Yeah, I'd be like, hit 30 free throws and we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Like, yo, shoot 20 free throws. You make at least 15, I'll give you max contract right now.
But he got a good stroke. That's what kills me.
Pause. Come on, man.
Yo, he like his forearm is straight. I don't know why he's not hitting them.
Yo, terrible. I never noticed before that he was such a terrible free throw shooter. And the thing is, man, the Clippers in general, you gonna be up 3-1.
3-1.
The third game they won, they was playing hacker DeAndre Jordan, and y'all still won by 20. Could have closed out the series. You're up by like 19, 20 points. You let them come back and win it. Then you lose again, and then game seven, you just get demolished, bro.
Dog, why didn't they go to hacker Jordan early when everything was going haywire?
What?
Why didn't they,
hacker Dwight?
Yeah, why didn't they start hacking Dwight early? Like, calm that down.
I don't know. But that, yo, that shit was crazy. So now we got the Cavs versus the Hawks, which the way the Hawks been playing in the playoffs so far, I think Cavs are going to wash them.
Hawks going to win game one at home.
You think so? Yeah. They've been playing. They haven't impressed me at all this playoffs.
Me either. They had two Hawk-like games. That's it, the entire playoff.
They haven't impressed me at all. And I think maybe they could get one in the series and then Cavs taking the rest.
What? No, they're going to get at least two.
You think so? I don't know, man.
Yeah, because, yeah, man, they're going to get, because I know they're going,
that the way first the Cavs, game. Wait, because the Cavs played tough against the Bulls.
Yeah, but that's a heated rivalry. Like, yeah. They hate each other. Well, and LeBron that was, mostly.
Well, LeBron and, because before Bulls hated Miami, now Bulls hate the Cavs. But they played hard. Like, those were hard physical games.
Yeah, so LeBron, this game. It's going
to be like that against the Hawks.
Yeah, they don't really, you know what I'm saying? They ain't got no beef with the Hawks, so they going to come out lackluster first game.
Yeah. And then you got the Warriors and Rockets.
Man, I hope the Warriors blow these boys out by 30 every game.
Yeah, because the Rockets going to have to feed it down low. They're going to have to take advantage of the size, but they're not going to be able to. Like, the Warriors are too fast. The Warriors is too nasty, dog. And then the Rockets already showed weakness against the Clippers. The Clippers just fell apart, but the Rockets already showed weakness. The Warriors ain't showed no type of weakness yet.
It's that missing shots. If they off, they off.
Bro, but the thing is, the Warriors could come out. They'll score 30 points in the first 5 minutes of the first quarter and then just cruise through the rest of the quarter.
Yeah, but if them shots ain't dropping like them other two games in Memphis.
Yeah. Yeah, but if they not drop somebody else going to shoot. Right. They're not going to not drop for more than two games, though. Steph Curry was balling last game, dog.
Yo, he was
kidding. Yo, my goodness, dog. Yo, no wonder this guy is MVP, dog. Like, yo.
He came out and hit five straight threes.
In between him and Harden, nah, dog. Steph Curry just, he be dribbling that ball like it's a yo-yo, son. He step backs. Oh, man, yo, this dude could ball, son. I remember, I still will never forget, and I will never stop mentioning when people was like, he's not ready for the NBA yet.
Oh, did you see the little mini documentary on Steph?
Nah.
Yo, it was crazy. Like, dog, he was pretty much dead in the water. About a
fan made it, right?
No, not that one. This is an actual one on ESPN.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't see it.
Yo, like, he was so tiny and stuff. And they was like, man, we can't take this dude. Like, nobody wanted him.
Came into the NBA, and they was like, nah.
Like, college? Like, yeah. He was sitting on the bench. And they was like, man, he's just too little. So, he went.
When he came into the NBA, people were more hype over Austin Rivers.
Yeah,
when he was coming into the NBA than when Steph Curry was coming into the NBA. Just put things in perspective.
What got Steph to the NBA was that the tournament when he hit, he had like 30 to 40 points, something like that.
And then he was like, yo, I'm out of here. What a move, though.
Yo, that's crazy, dude. But they was, man, you should have seen it because he, like, if you looked at Steph, you would have been the same way. Like, yeah, this dude ain't going nowhere.
No, I remember when he came in and it was like, I don't think he had the confidence yet.
No, not NBA. I'm talking about college.
Oh, in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was mad small.
Yeah, he was just a little dude. And he.
Yeah, he looked like he was still in high school.
He wasn't that good. And he
talked to him. I swear, dog, I don't, like, his dribble, dog. I do not remember his dribble being that nasty before.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Like, his dribble's nasty. Like, him and Kyrie probably got the best handles in the league. But I don't remember Steph being, like, that crazy. I mean, I probably didn't watch him like that when he was in college, but it's crazy. His hand is wild. Yo, so who you got? Warriors versus Cavs in the finals?
Yep. And it just depends on, I think the Cavs gonna bully him and probably get it unless.
Bully the Warriors?
Yeah, unless their shots falling. If their shots not falling, they toast.
They got size, though.
Who got size?
The Warriors.
Warriors ain't got no size.
I'm not talking about their point guard and shooting guard, obviously. But
man, Warriors got Bogut. That's it for size.
No, I mean, as far as like, because LeBron probably going to play power forward half the time. So they could put like, they got Draymond Green and Harrison Barnes.
Ain't
and all.
None of them strong enough to guard LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's really strong enough and quick enough like as a combination to guard LeBron.
Nobody's going to stop Mozgov.
Man. Mozgov ain't even that nice, bro.
He ain't that nice, but he's a big body and he's in the way. Tristan Thompson. Ain't nobody big enough for him.
I don't even respect Mozgov.
Tristan Thompson.
Blake Griffin put his nuts all on his forehead.
What about Tristan?
Tristan Thompson's nice, though. He be balling. He be hooping.
Another big body.
Then once you put Draymond Green on him, he be all right.
Yeah, but if you put Draymond Green on him, who you going to put on Mozgov?
Bogut.
Come on, man. And then you got what's the big boy? Big.
And they got Bogut and what's his face? Black dude.
No. They ain't got nobody else.
Yeah, black guy.
Don't say Iggy.
No, not Iggy. Iggy don't play. Iggy's a small forward, bro.
They ain't got nobody else, dog.
Yeah, they do. Azealy.
Azealy's out.
Oh, he's out?
Yeah.
No, Spates is out.
Oh, same difference.
Tall black guys.
What's your boy with the mean face?
Perkins?
Perkins will come in there and drop a couple elbows.
Garbage, bro.
Yeah, he garbage, but it's just for, it's just to get you tired.
Perkins is garbage,
Perkins
dog.
Perkins gonna get about 4 rebounds. Come on.
Perkins is garbage, dog.
And then we got Kevin Love coming back. He about 6'8".
Kevin Love's not coming back.
Why not? He had enough resting time.
David Lee gonna ball on Kevin Love.
Really? David Lee don't even get to play.
He's still better than Kevin Love.
No, he right ain't.
Right now. I know, but I'm just saying right now because Kevin Love hurt.
Kevin Love ain't going to come back, though?
Kevin Love going to leave Cleveland, bro.
Why isn't Kevin Love coming back?
Because he's hurt. He's out for the season.
Dog, he just had a dislocated shoulder. I've seen people pop those in and keep going.
Yo, this nigga's out for the season. He crazy. He said pop it in.
He coming back, dog.
Nah, he's out of here, bro. Man, I'm going for the Warriors to take it, bro.
I'm going for the Warriors, but they ain't gonna win it.
Unless LeBron goes on like some, you know what I'm saying, superhuman shit.
He gotta be Bully Bron. And it's over.
Yeah, unless he goes on. Otherwise, I got the Warriors taking it, bro.
Who guarding Kyrie?
Steph Curry.
Oh yeah, Steph Curry gonna shake the crap out of him. He better get his foot all the way better.
Kyrie's not even. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. His foot's not even all the way right. Kyrie gonna shake up his shoes.
Can somebody find your boy Thompson?
Who?
What is it, Tristan Thompson for the Warriors?
For the Cavs, you mean?
No, who the one for the Warriors? What's his name?
Whose name?
Klay Thompson. Yeah, Klay.
Yeah, what about him?
He need to step up a little more.
He's been only averaging like 19, 18 points, some shit like that. Remember in the regular season, he was dropping like 40 points some games.
Yeah.
He got, like the following couple weeks after he got that $70 million contract.
Oh, yeah, there we go. I'm rich now. Okay.
Yeah, he was hooping. Now he's only been shooting like 15 points. Nigga, get the ball and let that bitch fly.
He just worried about his waves.
Yo, speaking of Kyrie, man. Now they got a new daddy.
Oh, yeah, man. That was dirty. Did you see the interview?
Yeah, that was fucked up, bro.
He was like, oh, man, I thought I'm kind of, man, I messed up. I thought you were saying something else. Then she said it again. He was like, oh, so you were saying that. It's about LeBron. Is he like a father to you? He was like, I only got one father.
Yeah, he should have caught the fade for that one.
It was a female.
They got to step in the hallway, bro.
It was a female who's a reporter.
Yo, yeah, that shit's fucked up. Oh, I read it. I didn't see it. I read it. I read this shit, the comment. But that's crazy, dog. Reporters got to be smarter than that, though. You can't just go and disrespect a player.
They be doing that, man, trying to get them sound bites.
Yeah, until you that's why when players get disrespectful, like Marshawn Lynch, they be getting upset.
Yeah. Privilege, dog.
Try to get them sound bites, and then you won't get no type of question.
I still don't understand why 75 people with a recorder in your face.
And only like 6 of them get to ask a question.
Yeah, what do they do with these recorders? Do they just hold all this? Like, hey, this time I was by LeBron.
I don't begin to go into the media room, so I can't even tell you.
Hey, man, get in the next one, man. Ask a crazy question.
My credentials don't give me access to the media room. Yo, yeah, man, crazy weekend though. Triple G laid the smack down this weekend.
Who is Triple G, man?
The boxer.
I ain't never heard no Triple G.
What do you mean?
What's his name?
I can't pronounce his name, man. Fuck.
Come on, man. Try.
Nah, bro. I can't pronounce his name.
Dog, we got to be professional. Just try to pronounce it.
Golovkin? That's Golovkin. I don't know, man. I'm pronouncing his Russian ass name, bro.
So his name is Golovkin. Triple G.
No, it's Gennady Golovkin.
Oh. Who do you beat?
What's his face? Monroe.
These heavyweights?
No, they're not heavyweights, man. You didn't watch the fight?
No, I didn't even know this dude was fighting.
Yeah, it was over the weekend. He knocked him out in the sixth round.
Man, so dude was sorry. It was a sorry fight then.
It lasted longer than the Canelo fight.
Triple. Oh, yeah. I seen that. The over-under was like 5.5 rounds.
Yeah, he's 33-0 with 30 knockouts, man.
Well, Mayweather fight him then.
Nah, he's up. He's a higher weight class.
Like 150?
Nah, he's higher than that. They're saying he's it's either right now the talks is basically the three fighters is Cotto, Triple G, and Canelo. So basically any one of those matchups. So they're trying to figure out who's gonna fight who. I think people want Canelo to fight Cotto, but then now Triple G got his sixth round, he got a sixth round TKO a week after Canelo got his third round TKO. So they're like, yo, maybe they should fight each other. So it's going to be crazy.
I hate to disappoint everybody, but Cotto's not who you think he is.
I don't think so either.
They're going to be so disappointed when he get in that ring.
I don't think he is either. You know what I'm saying? If you ask me. But that's just my opinion.
Because Sergio's knees was washed, man. I'm telling y'all, they was cooked.
Yeah, I don't think he is either. But people are going by that, and then he gave Mayweather a good fight when he fought Mayweather. So yeah,
he did give him a good go at it. But
so people want that shit to go down.
Drop Cotto. Next Puerto Rican star coming is Felix Verdejo. Remember that name?
Who?
You heard it here first. Felix Verdejo, monster.
Verde? No, I'm playing.
That's the next.
Which way you was watching him on Friday Night Fights or something?
Nah, man, this dude, he's still in the like Chitlin circuit right now.
Oh,
I think he's just now getting his shine. He was on an undercard when Cotto fought here at the Amway.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he's undefeated, and he was just in Tampa at a meet and greet. So y'all better get in early.
Yeah, but I think if Triple G fights Cotto, he's gonna whip Cotto's ass, and I think if he fights Canelo, that'll be a good ass fight.
Who you think gonna win that one?
Canelo's my boy, man. I rock with Canelo. I like Canelo. I've been watching Canelo for a while, man. Like one of his, like when he first got on the main stage. But yeah, we'll see what happens with that. What happened to Adrian Broner? Matter of fact,
he about to fight coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he about to.
He looks fat as hell every time I see him on the camera.
Man, that dude, he's still out there wilding, but he about to fight dang, what's that dude's name? Some dude he's a good puncher. Let me see.
Oh, I did see fuck. He is fighting coming up.
It's on TV too. It's free again.
That's crazy. He went pay-per-view and then back to free fights.
I know, right? Dang, what's that dude's name? I even put up Adrian Broner in here and they ain't even showing me.
And what, Google?
Yeah. He's oh, Porter. He's fighting Porter.
Oh, yeah, Porter. That's who it is. When's that fight coming up?
I think it's in 2 weeks. June 20th. Oh, June 20th.
Oh, that's in like a month. Yo, what's crazy is you got all these fights coming up, right? Which are pretty good fights, like the Triple G fight. He's a great boxer, amazing boxer, knockout artist. Canelo Alvarez, crazy good fighter. And like nobody knows that these fights are happening.
I know, right?
All they knew about was the Mayweather fight. Nobody knows that these other fights are going down. And which like they're enjoyable fights.
Yeah. Yo, Felix Verdejo, he's
you can't even pronounce his name, bro.
Verdejo. I ain't Spanish.
You gotta get a nickname like Triple G.
He's from San Juan, Puerto Rico. He's 17-0, 13 knockouts. And he's 140.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, he a monster, dog.
Yeah, man. So what's up with Klitschko, bro?
Oh, man. Yo, Klitschko was in the restaurant sitting down eating. My man Briggs comes out. He sits down at his table and he said, I'm everywhere you at. I smash the chicks you smash. I eat what you eat. He grabbed his plate, started eating his food in front of him.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy.
He was like, I'm everywhere. That's I do what I want. Because he's trying to get him to fight him. So
yeah.
Klitschko took his water. He said he wants some water. And he poured it on his head. And then the table got flipped. And the security ran in and stuff.
Yo.
People saying it's staged. But.
It sounded like it's staged, though.
Yeah, but it was,
if somebody went to the table and ate my food, son. Yo. You ain't going to have time to do nothing. Imagine somebody, you a grown man, somebody sit down in front of you and pull your plate that you paid for and start eating off your plate.
Yo, it was dope, though. Like, it made me want to do that. Like, I need beef to do this. Like, just run up on you at the Cheesecake Factory,
you might get
stabbed
for real, you do something like that.
Like, I eat what you eat. Start eating that man's cheesecake.
Nah, you might get stabbed for real for doing something like that.
Woo.
Yeah, that's good. That'll bring violence.
Money and violence?
That's a dope. They came out with a new season yet, or they just dropped it?
No, I don't know, man. It ain't got a new one yet. My boy just called me because I put him on. He was like, yo, he watching it right now.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody. Yes, somebody today was like, yo, I missed the Jay-Z show. I was like, oh, for real? I was like, yeah, I think it's up. He's like, yo, man, I got to finish Money and Violence first.
Heck
I was dying laughing.
Oh, we got Patriots news, huh?
Yeah, man. They need to just hang this shit up. So now the headline reads that NFL and the New England Patriots are working behind the scenes. They're having backdoor talks right now. That's the word on the street.
For what?
Basically, to sum it up, they're saying the NFL doesn't want to go to court now because it was like the attorney that Tom Brady got is like the NFL's arch enemy. So they're like, now the NFL's like, hold up. They don't want to go to court. So now they're just trying to talk it out and resolve the issue.
Come on, man.
And try to come up with some middle ground. But like, yo, it's too late. Like, you guys already imposed a suspension on Tom Brady. So the only way it's going to work out is if you guys take away the full suspension.
Yep, and that's going to look bad.
Because Tom Brady's going to want to protect his legacy. He don't care a damn about the NFL right now.
Because everybody's going to be like...
He's not worried about how the NFL justice system looks. He's worried about his legacy.
So they're going to be like, oh, so you take theirs away, but you let everybody else?
Yeah. And they're going to be like, oh, it's because Robert Kraft and Goodell are friends.
Yeah.
But nah, it's really because Tom Brady about to take it to court.
Oh, my God.
He's like, yo, there's no proof.
This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, so that's what the ESPN was talking about. They're trying to figure out a middle. They're trying to figure out some sort of middle ground. So I don't know, man. So for the NFL, I think they just have to eliminate it or just give them one game or something.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's messed up, bro.
Yo, I got some breaking news, though.
What up?
A fourth grader, Karan Shea, he created a prosthetic hand using a 3D printer for a boy in Minnesota.
What?
Like, the hand is ill.
Hearing about these 3D printers, though, like, not even to bullshit, like... These 3D printers got to be... I got to see one in like live in person.
Dog, we got one.
Who?
At my job.
For real?
Yeah.
Why don't you be... If somebody making a prosthetic hand, what you not doing with the 3D printer, bro?
Dog, I don't want to... I don't even want to go in the room because I'll get in trouble.
Oh, for real?
Dog, if I go in that room and start creating stuff, it's going to be a problem.
Yo, that's crazy. Oh, so you're not allowed to use it?
No, I mean, if I go in there, I'm going to get myself in trouble.
Oh, you mean you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Yep.
But you're allowed, you could use it,
yeah,
technically.
Do anything I want.
Nigga, go make some shit.
First thing I'd make would be a gun.
Why would you do, this is why you can't give niggas shit.
That's why I don't want to go in there and start messing
this
with
This is why niggas can't have anything, man. Why you gotta be violent? Why can't you make something that could be like make you rich? This ain't one gun. What you want a gun for? You trying to shoot people?
Hey man, it's a lot.
There's
of
already guns out there.
Here.
This little kid's making prosthetic hands, and you want to make a gun?
He's in fourth grade. He don't know nothing about. I'll make a Jennifer Lopez replica.
I mean, that's fine.
What would you make then?
I'll make Iggy Azalea a new face.
I almost fell out the chair.
Yo.
Stupid.
I don't even know what I'll make. I have to sleep on that, so I have an answer for you next week. Yo, matter of fact, yo, email us and let us know what you guys would make with a 3D printer, son.
Timeout show at timeout. I mean, timeout at timeoutshow.net.
Yeah, man. Let us know, man. What? And then, yo, so if we get a good idea from one of these listeners, you're going to go and make something on this 3D printer.
Yeah, we can split the profits.
Yeah. Is it hard to make shit on it, or you never just tried it?
No, I never tried it.
I think the printer is just expensive as fuck, right?
Ooh, heck yeah. But you gotta know all the dimensions and everything.
That's fine, man. I got tape measures on deck. Yo, shout out to Ryan Tannehill, man. This nigga just got a 6-year, $96 million contract.
That means he's gonna be trash now.
Bro. I mean, I know quarterbacks are hard to come by in the NFL, but damn, 6 years, $96 million?
He ain't worth that.
So what's Russell Wilson supposed to get?
Yeah, what is his kind of Russell Wilson getting?
He's
right
in
now?
Negotiations.
Oh man, he ain't getting nowhere near that.
So if Tannehill's getting 6 years, $96 million, what's Russell Wilson got to get?
Russell Wilson gonna get about 40, 45.
For how many years?
3.
Nah, they can't. That's disrespectful. After Tannehill just got this type of contract.
Nah, they got too many. Tannehill, they ain't got the all-star cast like Seahawks.
They
got.
Just got Sue.
Sue, that's it. They got Sue and Tannehill. Biggest names on the team. Well, Tannehill ain't even a big name. Sue's the biggest name on that team.
They let him take training, some training games off and shit.
Seahawks,
yo, but,
Seahawks got Sherman. They just got Jimmy.
Marshawn got a new contract.
Marshawn.
Jimmy Graham. Yeah, they got players on deck. Russell Wilson gonna have to go to Brady route and take that pay cut.
Yep.
That's what you got to do if you want to win, though. You got these dudes like Tannehill and Jay Cutler and them. They don't care about winning. They know they ain't winning no Super Bowl. You might as well get that check.
And Brady can afford to take this pay cut because his wife make more than he do.
That's crazy, dog. I want to be that rich that I make, like, so much money, but my wife still make more than me.
Duh, that is nuts.
That's crazy.
Like, I want to just look at the bank account and be like, geez.
You can't even spend that money, dog. It's like Jay-Z and Beyonce. Like, she makes so much bread. Like, he makes enough to support mad families, and then she makes so much bread. That shit's crazy.
Do they have real bank accounts, like Bank of America account?
I don't know. Nah, they have accountants.
But where is the money staged at?
I don't know. I never had any friends that rich.
Do you think they just log in and be like
conversation? I mean, I know people that rich, like the higher ups in my organization, they got that type of money, but I never spoke to them about these type of. I don't have these type of issues, man.
Hey, ask them. Be like, did you just log in on your online account and just look at the number or like print out your receipt?
Nah, man, they ain't worried about no this dog. The niggas could buy a Rari and that shit is not even denting the bank account.
Remember Stoudemire got that, what is it, $90 million or something?
Melo got 125.
Remember they was like, what'd you do first? He's like, I went to McDonald's and got a cheeseburger.
Yo, that's how you know you got so much money. You got so much money, you don't even know what to do. You could tell somebody, if you give somebody 10 grand what to do, they'll have a whole elaborate plan for you. You'd be like, yo, if I give you 100 grand right now, I bet you they'll have an elaborate plan of how they're going to waste every single dollar of that 100,000 or whatever they're going to do with it. Save this amount. Say, bro, these niggas getting so much money, they don't even know what to do. They're like, damn, I'm just going to go to McDonald's. Like, every fancy restaurant you wanted to ever eat at, you're just like, damn, it's too many options. Fuck it, dog. I'm about to just go get this McChicken. I'm about to go get this Oreo McFlurry and call it a day.
Yo, you ever did that? I did that before. When I got my bonus from the military, and when I got my separation money, they gave me like 30 G's. Like,
nah, I never got a lump sum of check like that.
Oh, I printed out the statement. I see the 30 G's, went straight to the mall. Like, I had so much money in the account, I couldn't buy nothing. I was like, man, just walked out.
Yeah, so, what you gonna buy?
So, like, them, I know they be like, well, all that money is just like, I don't want to buy nothing today. Just go home. Like,
yeah, what are you gonna do? You're like, yo, 125 million. You're like, you gonna go buy every car you wanted? You know what I'm saying? You can't decide. You're like, damn, I could buy any car. Which one? Fuck.
Yeah, it's like,
that's never fine, man.
Damn, just go home.
Yeah, I'm just going home, bro. Go watch some TV.
Hey, it's crazy.
Yo, shout out to my Orlando City Soccer Club, man. Beat that defending champions LA Galaxy 4-0 last night. You know what I mean? Remember, I couldn't watch the Billboard Awards because we had a game, but 40,000 people showed up.
How many goals in the first half?
Two and two? Yeah.
Dang, he's waxing them.
Yeah, Kaká was balling. Everybody was balling yesterday. First home win of the season.
Dang, I was going to go too, but I was like,
nah, that was the game, son. If you was going to go to any game, that was yesterday's game, was that game.
It couldn't have been lively at the first game, though.
Yeah, because we was scoring mad goals.
So you say it was lively than the first one?
The first one had way more people. The first one had 22,000 more people, which is crazy just thinking about that number. But it was more turnt. Just because of the actual goals just coming, like, it was just such a dominant game. Like, imagine you had a game and your team, like, is mad packed in attendance, or y'all are just dominating the game. People are going to go crazier when you're dominating the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Confetti shooting off confetti cannons everywhere, confetti flying everywhere. Shit was dope, son.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, shit was dope.
You didn't put none of it on Instagram either, on Timeout Show. See?
It was on my Snapchat.
See?
It might still not. Nah, the game was over by now.
Yeah, it's on my Instagram. Timeout snaps, B, for the Instagram.
Oh, yeah, right, for the people.
Yeah, man.
Go to my Instagram, Marv_LS. I'll put it on the Instagram, matter of fact. I still got the video on my phone. I got Kaká scoring the PK. I got the confetti cannons going off after the second goal. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and then Kaká threw, because one of our other star players, Kevin Molino, he tore his ACL 2 games ago.
Ooh.
So he's out for the season. So when Kaká scored his goal last night, he had the jersey. I don't know where he pulled it out from, though. But he pulled out Molino's jersey and threw it on and, like, rep for him and shit. So that was a dope moment, even though it cost a yellow card. But it was worth it.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, but it was dope to see somebody like that, on a player on that big of a scale, still repping for his teammates now. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I was confused, because I'm like, man, that looked like Kaká, but it says Molina.
Yeah. He threw on his jersey.
And he pointed at it.
Yeah, he pointed at it because he's out for the season.
Oh, that's crazy.
The ACL injury. Yeah, so it was dope. Almost as dope as that Jay-Z concert. Son.
Oh.
I subscribed. I did the free trial for Tidal. We'll see how it goes. If I enjoy it, I'm going to subscribe for Tidal and cancel my Spotify subscription.
So, how you how
I pay
you
for Spotify every month.
Oh, okay.
I pay it on, it goes on my phone bill, $7.99 every month added to my phone bill.
So, would you get the high def or the regular?
Nah, man, I ain't paying no $20 a month. That's still too crazy, nigga. I'm supporting Hov, but I mean, I ain't with that paying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What was your favorite part of the concert?
Yo, it's between that freestyle and the whole Rock coming out.
Yep. When Beanie came out, I lost it.
I had a feeling he was going to come out, though. But I wasn't sure. Like, when Bleak came out, I was like, yeah. I'm like, Bleak is killing it. You know what I'm saying? And then, and then these niggas start. And then when Beans came out, that's when it was like crazy, though.
Hey, I can't believe that. I was like, yo.
The whole Rock, man. That shit was crazy. At first, when he said, we gonna go all the way, I thought Dame was gonna come out.
Oh, word.
Yeah, when he was like, oh, if we're going to go, we're going to go all the way. I thought Dame was going to come out. And I was like, but he didn't come out. Yo, and I was wondering, he had a Jordan jersey under his shirt the whole time.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't, I thought he was going to do something. Like, I thought he was like, it was part of the show or something. But I think he was just rocking it. But yeah, man, that and the freestyle, man.
Yeah, we're going to play a little bit of freestyle.
Yeah, nigga said Cool came around with a crazy check. I feel like YouTube is the biggest culprit. I was like, y'all, he was going ham, son.
Here we go.
Google dig around a crazy check. I feel like YouTube is the biggest culprit. The niggas pay you a tip for what you're supposed to get. You know niggas die for equal pay, right? You know when I work, I ain't your slave, right? You know I ain't shucking and jiving and high-fiving. You know this ain't back in the days, right? Well, I can't tell how the way they killed Freddie Gray, right? Shot down Mike Brown, how they did Trey, right?
Y'all gonna keep choking niggas. You missed the best part, nigga.
Oh, hold on.
Keep choking niggas. We gonna turn style line your token, nigga. Woo!
Better continue choking niggas. We gonna turn style. I ain't your token, nigga.
We gonna turn style. I ain't your token, nigga. Hope the goat.
Yo.
Son, I was like, yo, that's crazy.
Yo, he was dropping
the only one they hating on look the same as you. That's so real, bro.
It's so real. I always fight people with this, dog.
It's so real, dog. And yo, that whole freestyle and that show in general, dog, it was like we all know Jay-Z makes calculated moves. Like sometimes it's hard to tell if it's 100% genuine or if it's, you know, just calculated business wise. But just for him to go out there, like people always complaining when all the Freddie Gray and Trayvon Martin and all this stuff was going on that he wasn't saying anything. You know what I'm saying? Like people want Jay-Z to be like jump out the window and speak and like, you know what I'm saying, start firing shots. But I think the way he does it is so calculated. Like, yo, I'm not gonna mention it while the whole country's in uproar and it's just gonna be another voice. Uh-huh. And he waits and, like, you know what I'm saying, does it tactfully. And this, the way he did it, he didn't only speak about that. He spoke about everything. You know what I'm saying? He spoke about, yo, you bought 9 iPhones and Steve Jobs is rich, but you don't want to, like, they don't want you to buy my shit pretty much. You know what I'm saying?
And he don't just, like if he would have did it when everything was going on, it would have just been a statement. But he does it when he's on a large platform.
Yeah, it would have been just another statement. It would have just been whatever, you know what I'm saying? People would have been like, oh, yeah, thanks. Jay-Z said this such and such, but would it really have changed anything? Not really.
They said him and Beyonce bailed a bunch of protesters out, too.
Yeah, I did see a headline, but that's not going to make the news crazy. You know, people don't want that to make the news. But, yeah, they bailed a whole bunch of protesters out, and they went and visited Freddie Gray's family, and they flew them out overseas to a concert, too.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. But that's the thing. They don't do it to make the news. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, people want them to say stuff or do whatever. But I feel when you do it more, you know what I'm saying, discreet, not to make the news, it has more, it's more genuine. It feels more genuine.
Yeah.
So that's dope. And now Beyonce, her video that dropped exclusively on Tidal. He's doing this Tidal shit crazy. Like, everything's exclusively on Tidal. But she just dropped that video. And everybody going crazy. She in that D. Rose swimsuit.
What?
Yeah, that Derrick Rose. She looking bad in that Derrick Rose swimsuit.
I can't even see it, man.
And they said this Instagram boutique's already trying to sell it. Sell, like, NBA swimsuits.
Oh, man, here we go.
You know, social media, all these chicks going to come out in some type of jersey swimsuit suit.
Yo.
They went from jersey dresses to jersey swimsuits. She was looking bad at that thing, though. I don't know where she got it, boy, but she was looking.
Pfft. You have to pass that title password. Fly ya.
You got 5 on it.
Yeah, TV show to watch. American Crime. I just wrapped up season 1. Yo, it's intense. It's dope. Y'all got to check it out.
What's that, like First 48?
No, it's like a drama. And they said every season going to be a different story. So that's dope. So you ain't got to keep up.
You know what crime story they need to bring back? Serial, dog. What happened to that podcast?
Oh, yeah. They're supposed to be working on another one of that.
Yeah. Yo, Obama joined Twitter today. Which is, I'm confused as fuck, dog.
Because didn't he have a...
That's what I thought the whole time. I mean, somebody was tweeting the whole time, pretending to be President Obama. And it wasn't really him. Right?
Right.
But when, like, certain political stuff was going on, they was tweeting from, like, political standpoints, like, standing up for, like, the black community, dog. So I don't understand. Who was... There's a verified Twitter that says Barack Obama.
That was Sasha Malia.
Oh, now the profile says the account is run by Organizing for Action staff. Tweets from the president are signed B.O. They just added that profile. No, that shit wasn't...
That's Ben said that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because I remember I went there a long time ago, and it said that.
But this thing got a Twitter now. Yo, they said the Cubs are mad, because you know how you're a White Sox fan?
Yeah.
All the people he's following are all, like, political people. And then, like, he's following, like, Harvard, Columbia, and whatever. And he's following the White Sox, the Bears, the Bulls, and the Blackhawks. And the Cubs are like, yo, you forgot to follow one team. This nigga didn't follow them back.
Heck no.
That's real shit.
Yo, I don't think it was a good idea for him to get a Twitter. He about to see the real come out.
Huh?
He about to see that real.
Yeah, nah, he about to go in.
He better check his mentions. Tweeted him.
Bill Clinton tweeted him, welcome to Twitter, POTUS. One question, does that username stay with the office? Asking for a friend. And then he put good question, Bill Clinton. The handle comes with the White House. Know anyone interested in FLOTUS? First Lady of the United States.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. Michelle Obama killing the game too. Son, that shit is dope. I need to hear Barack Obama. Yo, ever since I seen him having that beard during the Super Bowl interview, I was like, yo, this thing about to go ham.
Yo, did you see that dude dunking, that dunk? They hit the net?
Nah.
You ain't see this Eric Gordon dunk?
Nah.
I gotta show you this.
Why? What happened?
I'm about to tweet it to you.
What'd he do?
Just watch it. This would have won any dunk competition.
Eric Gordon? He got ups, but
you don't... No, not Eric Gordon.
Oh.
Check it out.
I thought you... Eric Gordon from the NBA.
I just tweeted it to you.
Must have watched that bit right now. Oh, shit.
Watch it in slow-mo.
Damn, if I seen him on the court,
I would... Check it out. Watch this. Yeah. Look.
Oh, shit. Yo, that's crazy.
Dog, that is nuts, dog.
Wow. That's crazy, son. Yo, that's insane. I didn't even know it was that real.
Yo, every time you think there's nothing else that can be done, somebody does something else.
Nah, that was nasty, dog. Oh, nah, they did not do that. They got the NWA not winning anything. It's DeAndre Jordan, Jabal Crawford, CP3, Blake Griffin.
Oh, come on.
Why they had to do my dogs like that?
Yo, I lost a lot of money on that game, too. Just want to let y'all know.
I'm pretty sure. Yo, so topic of the day, man.
Topic of the day. All right, one of my homegirls is getting plastic surgery. And this plastic surgery thing is just taking off. It's out of control.
I keep hearing everybody talking about Dr. Miami. Who the fuck is Dr. Miami?
Oh, Dr. Miami, that dude, man. He giving air all girls' butts and new breastises and everything.
But he was the best Instagram marketing plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
All right.
So Iggy Azalea, she's been missing for a while, and she comes back on the award show, and she got her face redone. And her nose, she's like a Muppet baby. Like her nose, she got it too small, and she like shaved her cheeks, and she looking crazy. So my topic is, if your girl got plastic surgery and it came out botched, would you stay?
I'm out.
What if you loved her, dog?
No questions asked. If I loved her, I'll tell her not to do it in the first place.
And she does it anyway.
I'm out.
Like, I'm on the same
She's
page,
no longer
man.
The woman I married.
Like my homegirl. Dog, there's no reason for her to get plastic surgery. I'm like, why? She was like, I've never
what
liked
the
way.
What did she
want
it for?
Man, I ain't going to say that on here because I don't know who's listening. I'll let you know. But,
I thought you was brave, nigga.
I'm brave. I'm just not petty right now. I ain't feeling too petty right now.
All right.
So she was like, you ain't going to be able to really tell much of a difference anyway. So I'm like, then why?
That's what they all say.
Yeah. Why do it? Because you know it's going to get addicted or.
She's doing it on her face?
Yeah.
With her nose too big?
And dude might get a little. What if dude get like, all right. Just like you can go to the barber, right? You tell him, take a little bit off the top, do this. Sometimes they get fly, and they start feeling themselves, and they start doing a little too much.
That's why you can't go to different barbers. You got to stick with your barber.
Man, my barber would get fly all the time.
But plastic surgery is, like, crazy. But,
dog, if he slips or sneezes one time, he going to have to fix that. Or if he get a little too fly and take a little bit too
they
well,
must not. Just show a picture of Lil' Kim.
Dog, they see this all the time. They see people putting cement in their booty. People die from this. What is this infatuation? Like, is it that serious to be an IG model?
That's all it's for.
This is getting crazy.
It's for more likes on the gram.
And then they
nah, but for real though, I'd be like, I mean, I wouldn't be out. It depends how extreme it is though. Like, you know, if she got something, if it's a girl I'm with and there's something that like bothers her that always bothered her, but it's minor, then I'll be like, all right. You know what I'm saying? It's not that big of a deal. Do your thing.
But then she'll walk out on you when she start feeling that fly because that get fixed.
Listen, bro. Because that's not happening. But, no, but if it's something minor, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if some people have, like, a lump in their nose or something and they want it shaved down or something, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, something minor like that. But if you go in and you trying to, like, change your whole face... Like Iggy?
Yeah.
Then, you know what I'm saying? I'm out, dog. What you trying to get so fly for, son?
Because Iggy's wouldn't have been that bad if she didn't take her nose down so much.
Yeah. Her joint is noticeable.
She look kind of crazy out there, dog.
Yeah, but that's a tough decision if I would leave or not. But, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I might be out.
Yep, I'm out too, man. Especially if I told you not to do it. Because, I mean, we together. If I'm cool with it, you should be cool with it. You with me.
Yeah, but she still got a right to feel, you know what I'm saying? But that's just a nigga's fault. Swaggy P slacking. Like, you're not making your girl feel beautiful, bro. Step your shit up, Swaggy.
Especially when your girl is winning Billboard Music Award, the Double One Rap Song Award, the Hip Hop Artist. What is going on, bro?
I have no idea. They lost it.
Drake, Nicki Minaj, Ray Shremmert. What was it? For the Top Rap Artist 2015. Ice-T wrote on Twitter, I'm done.
I didn't even get to watch it because I was at the game. By the time I got home from the game, it was ending. So I didn't really get to watch it. I just saw pictures of Iggy's face. Yeah, but Billboard's wildin'. They're doing it on purpose now. Like,
yeah, they
if we do this, we could get ratings. People gonna talk about it. You know what I'm saying? I think that's all it's about.
Force exams of sexual organs in front of other students.
Like, J. Cole had a crazy album, self-produced. You know what I'm saying? Ray Shremmer had been on the radio all year. You know what I mean? So that shit's crazy, bro.
That
flag
Iggy song
on the plate.
That Iggy song not even 2015.
I haven't heard Iggy. And I was telling somebody a couple weeks ago, I was like, damn, she killed her own career by taking all the bait and like commenting on hip hop. And if she would have stayed quiet and kept making it and been like, yeah, I make pop music, not rap music. I'm a pop artist, not a hip hop artist. She would have been fine. But she took all the bait, tried to argue with people, and that's what killed her career. And I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, yo, her career is over. Like, she disappeared. But I guess not.
Dog, that is crazy. What are they doing?
They don't care, man.
That's why, dog, we gotta stop. Man, we can't come together and do nothing right.
But that's why, but nobody, BET Awards, right? Nobody shows BET Awards any love.
Any love.
Everybody be like, oh, it's too ratchet, it's too this, it's too that. Y'all wanna go sit with the bougie people and not win shit? All right, go sit with the bougie people.
And they keep doing it. Like, we can't get together and form no kind of movement, man.
They're gonna keep doing it. Because nobody's doing anything. Like, back in the days, you would have people like Jay-Z that boycotted, and Eminem that would boycott award shows and shit. But these things ain't boycotting nothing, man.
Oh, this is crazy.
They having too much of a good time popping champagne and chilling to do anything. It's like my man Talib Kweli said, these cats drink champagne and toast to death and pain. Like slaves on a ship talking about who got the flyest chain. Like, they'd rather be there in that moment than actually stand up for something. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, one hip-hop artist will get an award, everybody would show up, and niggas would be mad, fly, red carpet, like, yeah, I'm here, I made it. Instead of going to build your own thing and supporting your own wave and doing right by your own people and the culture. It's not even a race thing, it's just... do it for the culture, man. You're a hip-hop artist. I don't even care. It's like, I would be just equally as upset if Tyga won Best Hip-Hop Artist.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying, somebody that's not as hip-hop. Like, if Young Thug won Best Hip-Hop Artist, I would feel the same way as Iggy winning it. It's not a race thing. It's just a matter of quality.
Yep. We're trying to keep it authentic. And they acting like it's a joke.
Yeah.
But then y'all keep, like, 50 Cent had his butt up there on the stage in a suit. Yo, yeah. If hip-hop would just not even care about these awards, do their own thing and stay away.
He knows he's trying to promote his show Power. So even, I watched the Kanye performance online today.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And they bleeped his whole shit out.
Yo. Kanye
performance. Had him up there just for the hell of it. But they bleeped everything out. I mean, for the people that were there, it was probably good. But for everybody that watched it, that shit was nothing. That bit was on mute.
Kanye performed a new hit single called Mute. And it was so much fire and smoke, you couldn't even see the dude.
Yeah, but at least if we could have heard him, you'd be like, yo, that nigga's in there behind the fire and smoke. Yo.
He's in there somewhere.
Yeah, we didn't even know.
No, that could have been anybody on that stage.
Yeah. You couldn't hear him. You couldn't see him. Nothing.
I think the sound man just sabotaged him. I hate Kanye, so he just kept pushing the mute because there wasn't even no cussing in half that stuff. He was in that song
all day, nigga. They was muting that shit all day, nigga. Yo, man. All right, on to the next segment, man. I'm gonna do this one on my own, even though it hurts me. It hurts me. I'm gonna do this on my own. We usually do bench that nigga, but we gonna bench them niggas, all them niggas. Oh, it hurts me. We gonna. It goes out to the Clippers of Los Angeles. Just when these niggas was getting more love than the Lakers, and was getting all the praise, we thought CP3 was finally going to make it. CP3, we're like, yo, he's out there, he's balling, he's finally going to make it. Blake Griffin playing like the best player in the playoffs. Niggas up 3-1. In the series against the Rockets of Houston. The Rockets had given up at one point when they was fouling these niggas 3 minutes into the first quarter. And these motherfuckers let the Rockets come back and take the series. Yo, I am disappointed in Chris Paul. I am disappointed in Blake Griffin and as the two leaders of the team. I am disappointed and Doc Rivers as the head coach. Doc is a true champion. You've been there before. You've won an NBA title. But I don't know if he tried or what else more he could have said to them that would have got them over the hump. I don't know if he was relying too much on Austin Rivers after he was making a couple shots. I don't know. In my best Kanye voice, we don't know. I don't have the answers, Doc. But these niggas, boy, I never seen a collapse like this ever. Maybe there has been in a while, but I haven't seen it. To be up 3-1 in a series and your opponent has pretty much given up and you let them come back and win a game 7. Send these niggas to the bench. DeAndre Jordan asked for a max contract, so I doubt he's going to be able to stay. That window's closing for the Clippers. The Lakers will be back on top in the, as the top team in LA in a couple years. The Clippers, bon voyage, motherfuckers. Yeah, man. That shit was ugly. I'm hurt.
And thank you for had 2-3 team parlays with the Clippers at the end. Would have been coming home with 1,500 dancing around the room like Diddy. Instead, back to zero. Thank you.
Damn. Speaking of Diddy, him and Drake cool again.
I'd be cool if the dude would beat me up too.
Diddy have to put the ads on him though. But they said Diddy always been a goon since back in the days.
Yeah, man, Diddy been crazy, man.
Yeah, they said whatever something. I forgot what happened. Somebody was saying something and they a record went through that Diddy didn't approve and Diddy started spazzing. Like, but Diddy used to just scream on niggas and spazz on niggas, like, ready to throw hands.
But I'm not letting Diddy watch me if I'm younger than him and I'm an upcoming star and I rap. Nah, Diddy catching that fade.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I ain't letting him put them hands on me, though.
Especially when you got Jay Prince in your corner.
Jay Prince need to go sit down. That shit was corny, what he did.
What?
What are you getting in?
You know what you're talking about?
Yeah, I know, but why you getting in the middle of two grown men beef? Drake is an adult.
Cause man, he put his hands on him.
Yeah, if it's one, that's what men do. If you feel disrespected, you're supposed to put your hands on somebody. He ain't jump him.
You don't put your hands on nobody, Marv.
Yo, if you disrespect me, and I to the point where I feel like you're not listening, I got to put my hands on you. You defend yourself accordingly. Diddy ain't jump him. He ain't set him up. He ain't sneak him. None of that. He was two grown men. So if I got an issue with somebody and I'm disrespecting him and I get and we get to the point where we got to throw hands and he puts his hands on me, I move accordingly. I don't got to call nobody. I don't want nobody defending me. I don't want none of that. You as a man, you shouldn't even allow that to happen. That's just how I feel about the situation. Not saying Jay Prince ain't, you know what I'm saying, an OG. Not saying he ain't about that life or none of that. Because we all know he is. But Drake, as being a man, like, Diddy didn't son him. He didn't violate. He didn't, you know what I'm saying? He moved the way he's supposed to move.
All right. And he almost got moved.
That's just my opinion on it.
Hey, man, Diddy, don't put your hands on Drake no more.
Drake needs to stop stealing Diddy records. Yo, man. All right, bro. Number one draft pick is...
Ooh, number one draft pick, Miss Dolly Castro. That's MissDollyCastro on Instagram. You will not be disappointed.
She probably got plastic surgery. All that plastic surgery talk you've been talking, son. If this shorty looked like she got... Oh, damn. Oh, damn. See, if my lady plastic surgery come out like this, I'll be straight.
Dog, could you go with a chick like that?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Of course I can. What you mean?
I can't.
It's expensive.
It. I can't.
She
do
look
it.
Expensive.
Nah, it's too much problems.
Why? Because all these niggas on Instagram be thirsting over.
These dudes are so thirsty, man. You even walking down the street, you're going to have problems. You're going to have to be, you going to have to learn how to fight real good.
Yeah, but as long as you,
these
you know what I'm saying?
So disrespectful.
Holding it down. Yeah, but if she's a shorty, she's supposed to know how to hold it down.
Yeah, she can hold it down, but they're going to be trying to hold her booty and everything when you walk by.
Nah, bro. Yo, she bad, son. Or she got surgery.
How you know?
Bruh, them titties got surgery.
Man, them natural.
Nigga, if you don't stop lying to yourself. Not saying she still ain't bad, because she's still top five. But, yeah.
She thorough.
It is what it is, man.
Yo, time out.
Yo, man, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Yep.
Time out. Who?
Timeout.net. Twitter at The Timeout Show. Instagram, The Timeout Show. Email, timeout at timeoutshow.net. 718-577-1508. Leave voicemail. We in this thing. Shody, we out this thing. Brody.
Yep. Holla.
What? Yeah.